co-players of the game, A.J. Ogilvie with 26 points, 10 rebounds, Shane Foster 21 points, 17 in the second half. You guys really played a solid defensive game in the first half.
Yeah, that was our focus for the game. We thought we needed to come out and play hard defensively, try and limit their looks and their scores, and we thought we did a pretty good job of that.
Second half, Lipscomb came out and really started to get aggressive and against our man-to-man defense and really started taking it to us. We got into a little bit of foul trouble.
Yeah, he did. You know, we knew that they were going to come out and give us a run for our money. You know, they're a good coach team, and they came out and gave us their best shot. But, you know, like AJ said, we just harped on defense so much that we were able to get it back in our hands.
Looked like when they were playing the man-to-man, they didn't really know how to handle you down low, AJ. And then they went to the zone defense. And then, Shane, your eyes lit up when they went to the zone defense.
Definitely. Anytime a team goes zone, I get money signs in my eyes. You know, and AJ did a great job of drawing attention to him. And, you know, I was hitting a bunch of open shots, you know.
Now, you guys haven't had a lot of road games. You're going to DePaul in Chicago, which is going to be a tough game. They lost to Kansas today, and they're going to be ready to play Wednesday night.
Oh, we're going to be ready to play as well. We know that they're a well-coached team, and we're going to be coming out playing our best basketball, so we're looking forward to it.
Now, I want to ask both of you guys, the Beal dunk.
You get it.
Yeah, he showed us some of his hops there. I didn't really expect him to get up that high, but he impressed me.
I didn't expect him to dunk that hard. I knew he was going to dunk it, but I definitely didn't expect him to dunk that hard.
Thanks a lot. Good luck this Wednesday.